So it's lurking around the corner at the next bend in the road. Perhaps it will be on your next plate of food, or maybe your loved one's next embrace, and it might kill you. How do you live in a world with a deadly contagion that you can't see, smell, hear, or feel? Now, civil war comes with bullets and noise from the guns. You can hear that, and you can run and hide. But Ebola, there is no warning, and there is no hiding. First, you're feeling fine. Then maybe you wake up with an ache in your back. You decide you'll skip dinner because your stomach doesn't feel quite right. And is everyone else cold? Is that some chills following a fever? It was an honor and a privilege to work with and listen to those who lived through this unthinkable epidemic. I was able to provide anesthesia to patients for Dr. Jerry Brown. He's a Liberian surgeon, the medical director of Elwha Hospital, and one of Time Magazine's most influential people of 2015 for his vision and role in readying the hospital for Ebola months before it ever came to the Capitol. We spent time with Rick Sacra. You saw a picture of him with Elena. He was one of three American missionaries to contract the disease and survive. He spent 15 years at ELWA. In fact, Rick made it possible for us to eat lunch with a Liberian family at their home, his former house help. The nurses, techs, chaplains, everyone was so energized and full of life, having survived an historic battle with Ebola and seeing God's hand at every step of the way. There is no way I can verbalize, let alone condense into 3 minutes, the stories and sights and impact this trip made on us. I won't even try. But ask Elena about Pee-wee and medical records, and ask about his story. Each evening, we were invited to a different missionary's home for dinner. And this is where you came in at Grace Bible Church. The generous contributions of Grace made it possible to take 50 pounds of granola bars, nuts, chocolate-covered berries. You get the idea. Every home visit was an opportunity to take a hostess gift, compliments of Grace Bible Church. Opportunities to share were also provided at Wednesday night Bible study, which, by the way, the discussion centered around Colossians 1, 9 through 10. And if you remember back in May, those are the exact verses I asked you all to be praying about for those missionaries. To say they were grateful would be an understatement. So where do we stand as a family? Please pray for our upcoming decision. We're really struggling. There are needs everywhere, which make it that much more difficult. We're in prayer, in conversation, talking through the pros and the cons, trying to decide prior to the October SIMGO. We're considering ministry, family needs, and a myriad other things. We'd love to attend SIMGO in October, but we need a firm decision on a place before then. Would you please continue to pray for us? We need clarity and confidence as we decide on a new home. And of course, there's still work, financial preparations. You get the idea. Look for an upcoming newsletter with a link to the videos for Liberia and Nigeria, as well as specific prayer requests for our family. We thank you so much for your prayers and your partnership with us.